Looking to sponsor the podcast? Email us at info@bernardbergen.com.
One of the big problems I'm seeing right here is that people are looking backwards. And I love what E talked about, because Mr. Jones said that, you know, it's easy to get caught up in old feelings. It's easy to get caught up in old mindsets. It's easy to get caught up in the way things were. But you have to challenge yourself, no matter how difficult, to keep moving forward. Guys, it's too dangerous to look backwards. It's too dangerous to look backwards. You will never be who you were. So it's no point in looking back. But you can become something else, something greater, but you don't get there by looking backwards. And for many of us, without knowing it, we spend a lot of time looking at the world through our rear view. And we can't do that. It doesn't make sense. You're not effective moving forward if you're looking in the rearview mirror. That's not what it's designed to do. It's not designed to help you go forward. It's designed for you to back up. Now, one of the things I challenge myself to always do is move forward, even if I have to take baby steps. No matter what it looks like, I go forward. In my book of faith, it said a family was escaping a natural disaster, kind of like an act of God, kind of like what hit Georgia today, just out of the blue, something crazy. And in this Bible story, the wife was so grief-stricken, so hurt by the loss of family, loss of home, status, lifestyle, wealth, that she kind of looked back just for a teeny second, just for a little bit, and she turned into a pillar of salt. And I think when we hear that story, it's easy to say, oh, that's not going to happen to me. But if you really tell your truth, what has looking back cost you? Maybe you came up out the streets. What have looking back cost you? Maybe you used to cheat on your lady. Maybe you used to cheat on your kids. Like, you got your time all over the place when you do have kids. What has looking back to what you already overcome cost you? What relationships are you secretly looking back at? Exes, ex-business partners, ex-environments where you just felt accepted for one season of your life. What relationships are you secretly looking back at, lusting over? What career opportunities are you secretly looking back to? Like, I have no desire to go back to the military. Had a great run, 6 strong years, but I move forward. No desire to go back to Microsoft, unless I'm the CEO. No desire. Why? I had a great run. I'm always moving forward. Forward teaches you so many things. But without knowing it, a lot of us stay trapped in the energy that keeps us looking backwards. Think about certain moments in your life. Maybe it was what you would consider your best Christmas, what you would consider your best vacation, your best family moment. A lot of us are secretly holding on to and looking back at previous moments in our life. And guys, it's costing us. Don't look back. It's not worth the time. It's not worth your energy, the effort, or the errors, because that's one of the things that looking back causes. It causes a lot of unforced errors. Why? Because you can't see what's coming because your head is in the wrong direction. Now, I need you guys to consistently pay attention to where your eyes are. Because without knowing it, you go in the direction of your vision. And that's a word we use a lot in the G. And I'm glad that Gardy brought that up and kind of talked about having that conversation about purpose, about your passion, about the things that drive you, about your positioning. Because without knowing it, when you start looking back, you take your eyes off where you're going. So I need everybody right now, mid-year 2021, to self-assess and say, am I looking backward or am I consistently moving forward in every area of my life? Here's something most people don't know. Most cars have rear view mirrors, but you don't really need one. You don't really need one. Yes, I know from time to time you want to reverse, But you could park in ways you never have to reverse. I did it for 6 years in the military. Because when we drive certain vehicles, ain't no rear view mirror. So you always got to go forward. So you understand that and you position yourself to do what? Always move forward. Consider this. Backwards, going backwards can appear to be the right move at times. It might seem like the right thing to do because you're in a dark and uncertain moment. But we weren't designed to go backwards. You ask any basketball coach, any football coach, one of the hardest things for them to train is for people to backpedal. Why? That's not a natural motion. We weren't designed to do that. Just because we can doesn't mean we should. Your past successes, great things you have accomplished before, are enemies of today's successes and tomorrow's hopes. I'll say that one more time. Your past successes, the things that you've done extremely well, they're enemies of today's successes and tomorrow's hopes. Looking back can be so dangerous to your progress and to you acknowledging how much you've grown. You have to look at ways, and we're going to discuss some ways that you can consistently push forward given whatever climate. I just left a business class and we were talking about the liability around making people have to take vaccines because some environments are going to say to attend this school, to work in this environment, you have to take this vaccine. And here's the thing. While a lot of people want to say you have to, when it comes to terms of liability, it's a business law class, not a lot of people want to be responsible for what happens after they tell you to do something. And looking backward feels just as awkward. Hey, I need you to do this, but if you do it and fail, I'm not responsible. That's what looking backward sounds like. Guys, you can't move in that direction. You have to make decisions, not only from where you are, but towards where you're going. So I'm gonna talk about three ways that I personally use to make sure I'm always moving forward, even if I'm only taking baby steps. And that's the part I want to make sure we caveat, that sometimes your forward momentum is baby steps. It's not that you're ready to sprint. It's not that you're ready to lead, but you must move forward. So it's just a small step in a forward direction. So number one, if you don't do this, you don't have to, but I think it's so easy to do. Start a gratitude journal and don't repeat things. So you can't be thankful. I know you are thankful for your wife and kids every day, but don't write down your wife and kids every single day. Find something different every single day to be grateful for, to show gratitude for. You'll be surprised at how much more, not just positive energy that attracts, but how much it shifts your focus when it's time to move forward. Because I can see all the things I'm grateful for. I had my brother and his family stop by earlier. I had to wrap up some homework, wrap that up, and I went and spent time with him and his family. Why? That was the bigger excitement. Homework is homework. I can get to that. But to enjoy them, to see them as they are, as they came to visit me, amazing. I know what it feels like to live in Washington State and have no family close. My only family would be the one through marriage, my wife. And when she go to work and I go to work, I don't see her till we both off. So I know what that feels like. So when I have a moment to be grateful for, because that's what's going in my gratitude journal today. I'm grateful that my brother and his family stopped by. I'm grateful that they're healthy. They have healthy kids. They're not sickly. I just had a cousin who lost a father. So that's a tough moment for him in his young life. He's 22. I have no clue what that feels like. So I'm challenged to be more grateful for every person in my life. And I write that down so that when I'm going through my growth routes, I can look at this gratitude journal and say to myself, man, I still have a lot to be thankful for, despite the, I don't know about y'all, but 2020 felt like 2020 to me. And a lot of my business goals and ideas, a lot of them had to be postponed or pushed forward It just was the adjustment that needed to be made. But in all of it, I'm still thankful for everything I experienced and everything I learned. It wouldn't have prepared me for right now or for what's coming into my life as I continue to move forward. So I'm challenging you guys to consistently jot down three things each day that you're thankful for. Just three. And try to push on yourself so that there are different things every single day so that you can see how much you truly get to enjoy in your life. One of the deep things about focusing on your now, focusing on what's in your life, you get past the lie in your head that you can predict what's going to happen. Guys, nobody has that type of predictive ability. But if you can focus on what's in front of you, things can immediately get better. So I want to challenge you guys to say, to in everything, as you push forward, you say, you know what? What am I grateful for? What am I grateful for now? What am I grateful for in the future? What am I grateful for in just this small conversation? Like, my wife has a big promotion opportunity coming up, and it came out of the blue. And I'm so grateful for that, because there were a lot of talks about, babe, you come home a little bit too late. You come home a little bit too stressed. You might need to move on. And she says, Bernard, I have this goal, and I want to see this through for a year. And it paid off in major ways. And I know one of the ways she walked through that environment, walked through those issues, was just being grateful, finding one relationship every single time that she was grateful for. And that's what we would focus on, because there were a lot of problems where she does life and business that we could have focused on. But it wasn't about that. It was about what we could be grateful for. And it got her to an opportunity that she's super excited for. And I think that's the same thing for us as well. Now, number two is also super simple. Write down the lessons of every experience. Devin shared an experience about going to the barbershop and being reminded that his purpose is visible. A lot of times, because what we're doing might not be attracting the attention or the income that we want it to, we sometimes want to stop. When the reality is, it's exactly what we should be doing. And if we keep doing it, if we keep moving forward, I have heard story after story after story of brothers in the G just consistently moving forward and attracting opportunities to their life that shifted everything. But what I challenge you guys to do, again, write down the lesson from every experience. Most of us have smartphones. We have notepads in those smartphones. It's super easy. What did I learn from this? What was the lesson? What should I apply to my life going forward so I can become more valuable? I think sometimes, even in what we consider the worst moments of life, if we can grab that lesson, it opens us up to, one, not repeating that mistake over and over again, but two, having a rich item to share with others. I heard a brother today say this, and again, I just came out of a business law class, so we're talking about how, for the most part, courts don't work. They're designed to have very strategic outcomes, and the strategic outcomes are geared at protecting the system, not truly solving the problems that we showed up at court to solve. And as I learned that, and as I heard this brother share, it made me remember something my book of faith says. It says, if you have the opportunity to solve whatever your issue is outside of court, run after that person and solve it. Because when you get to court, whatever verdict they rule, that's what you have to live with. And I don't know about y'all, but I've been sued before. So I know what that feels like. I know that there was a chance for me to solve it outside of court, and I didn't do that. So I challenge you guys to think about things a bit differently. Again, find the lessons and be okay with learning and applying the lesson. Because when you have that journal of lessons, you can go back and see how you're growing. You can see how your growth throughs are helping you become, what, a better person. But at times, because we don't focus on the lesson, then we're kind of doomed to repeat it. And I don't want you guys in that state. Number three, adjust and take obvious action. Adjust and take obvious action. To consistently move forward, you're going to have to always adjust. That's what is going to be required of you. And you have to take the obvious next step. Sometimes you don't have the right next step, but take the next step that's obvious. Maybe the next step is the phone call. Maybe the next step is apologizing. Maybe the next step is just writing out the vision, writing out the business plan. Maybe it's making that phone call. Take the obvious next step and just make every adjustment that shows up as you move forward. Whenever there is any change, an adjustment period is needed. We heard Drew talk about it. It would be best to give yourself time to adjust and familiarize yourself with the new that you are experiencing. Things change. There's new experiences, and you have to give yourself time to take it on, to change your habits, to change your rituals, to change your routines. And I think when things show up, for example, if we experience a breakup, a divorce, a sudden loss, a loss of life in the family, many of us just want to get back to the grind and pretend that an adjustment period is not needed. Everybody needs time and space to emotionally heal. Everyone needs that. But many of us, we don't give ourselves that period, that time to adjust and emotionally heal. And that's why so many of us feel stuck. That's why so many of us stop moving forward, even if we have to take baby steps. I remember years ago, I was taught about life like this. They said, Bernard, life is simple. Either you're moving forward or you're moving backwards. And he said, think about it like a moving sidewalk in an airport. All you have to do is get on it and you're gonna move in the direction that you're pointed. But if you're going to the opposite direction and you're on the wrong moving sidewalk and you're not moving against it, it will take you right back to where you got on. And so a lot of us, we think, well, you know, I just need to slow down. And then what we end up really doing is stopping. And then life starts moving us backwards. And we like, man, I thought 10,000 in an account was the new zero. How am I actually back to zero? What did you stop doing? Man, I thought our relationship was on the right track. What did you stop doing? Maybe date nights started going away. Y'all stopped having sex. Maybe y'all stopped communicating. It became all about the kids or all about work. And you wonder why your relationship feels the way it does. Maybe you are not investing in your children the way you used to. Having game nights, having certain food nights, having certain times when it's just you and that one child to build a deeper bond. And then you like, man, we don't communicate. We don't see eye to eye. What did you stop doing? Always move forward, even if it's baby steps, because those baby steps, taking enough of them, can get you to where you need to go. Now, you can apply this to any area, getting a new job, moving into a new home, anything else you need to face that's going to require an adjustment period. Guys, it's the same process every single time. You make the adjustment. And then you take the obvious action in front of you. Let's not make things deep that doesn't need to be deep. And I think sometimes just to kind of wallow in our inactivity, to wallow in sometimes self-loathing, sometimes self-pity, we stop moving forward. And guys, I have no problem with any human being pausing, being still. But after you take that moment, start moving forward again. Choose a direction, move forward. One of the things I like to say, especially to coaching clients struggling with two choices, I was like, make a choice and follow that road all the way down that you can. And if you're on the wrong path, it will become so obvious. And then so you only had two choices. So then you just go in the opposite direction and then you go forward in that direction. And I think sometimes without knowing it, we come to forks in the roads, pivotal decisions, and instead of making a decision and moving forward, we just kind of look at both choices and stay there, just looking back and forth, back and forth. And guys, we got to outgrow that inactivity. We have to take action. because action will start to allow you to accomplish things that sitting still and being afraid and being on the bench won't allow you to accomplish. Even if it's, for example, for many of you, joining a group like G-Men was a radical step. It was a radical step. It was a shift. But it, in that season, was the right action. And even though it was a baby step, that baby step opened up so many opportunities for you to grow and become better as a human being. One of the things I want to challenge everyone to think about as we open the call up, what top three things have you been afraid of letting go of? Top three things, habits, addictions, relationships. What top three things are you afraid to let go of? What top three areas do you feel are holding you back in this season? What top three areas? Man, I really need to start repositioning myself. I don't really feel secure in this work environment anymore. Man, I really need to start repositioning myself. This relationship no longer serves me. So what top three relationships do you need to reassess? And maybe instead of seeing them every other day, you see them once a week, you see them once a month, because that relationship is no longer serving your forward momentum. And guys, I need you to think about it. Your future is yours to embrace. When you keep looking back at your past, at your struggles, at events you've been through, and then you only look backwards, you forget the space you're giving others to accomplish and grow through some of the things you've been through. My wife and I have probably been through every, aside from the kids stuff, because we don't have kids, almost every marriage struggle that married couples can go through. Probably every single one. And what it allowed us to do, because we just made a decision to keep moving forward, it allowed us to create space to tell people to, look, your marriage should reflect your life, not no book, not no story on TV, your life. And if you both are happy within the reflection of your married life, that's okay. That's the ultimate goal. We never had to believe in fairy tales. We could believe in each other. We could see each other as we were, as we are, and as we were becoming, and love all versions. Not having to love perfect people, just people who were committed to doing what? What I'm telling you guys to do, consistently move forward. All right, guys, we're going to open up the call, but I like this last slide because the great poet Tupac Shakur said, had a song in which he was talking about looking at the world in my rear view. And guys, like, that is such a brilliant metaphor, but that's not how you're supposed to look at the world. Yeah, you could be moving fast. Yeah, you could be accomplishing a lot. And yeah, we all hear the adage, hindsight is 20/20. Well, maybe you're not supposed to ever need your eyes to see, and you're supposed to only move by vision. So you should have 20/20 vision regardless of what's coming at you or not. But without knowing it, so many of us, and I've been guilty of this, we spend so much time overanalyzing past decisions. And if we tell the truth, we don't really need a lot of the time invested in those past decisions. But it makes us feel comfortable to rehash what we've been through. It makes us feel comfortable to not have to move forward. And I want to challenge everyone, again, we're almost at the halfway point of the year, to really put on the line what you must consistently move forward towards and who you must consistently move forward for. Because if you stop, if you don't create space for others by moving forward, by moving out of their spot, by graduating and moving on to something else, then the people who need what you once had, they won't have access to it in the season that they need it. So I want to challenge every brother on this call, not only to identify past hindrances, things that are holding you back, but I want to challenge every brother on this call to really consider, man, what do I need to move forward to right now? What should I keep executing on? Because many of us, without knowing it, we've kind of quit. We've kind of quit on the progress, even the baby steps that we should be making every single day, every single week, every single month, get through this year, get through next year, get through the decade. All right, y'all, the call is open. Comments, feedback, or even if you wanted to put out some things that you feel are holding you back in this season that you just need accountability around, go for it. Feel free to take yourself off mute as well.
Well, I'll jump in, B. I like the three things you were talking about. I actually started, not necessarily a gratitude journal, but I bought a journal off of Amazon. And what I come to realize was that the ones that are pre-made really didn't work for me the way that I think. So I just got a blank one. And I just write the things down as I'm going through. So I do the gratitude journal, or, you know, I write down some things for gratitude. But one of the things you said for number one was you were talking about backpedaling, and I teach self-defense workshops. And a lot of people, every time I teach classes, they say, oh, you know, this is weird or whatever. And I'm like, well, you don't do it. You know, I'm showing you stuff that you're not going to normally do in any occasion. You know, most people know how to block, or most people know how to punch, but not everybody knows how to block a punch. So it's going to be something completely different than you ever done, you know? So I just kind of the same thing, just showing them like, oh, you know, if you do these things, these are some of the simple things that you can do to stay safe, because most people aren't thinking about them. For number two, the lessons learned, what really struck with me was when you was talking about going to court. Our coach always tells us when we're in a competition that, you know, don't leave it up to the judges. So, you know, don't try to win by points. You know, you could be down 10 to 1, but if you choke the person out, you choke them out. You still win the fight. So they were like, you know, you make the decision. Don't let it come down to, you know, the judges who are scoring the fight. And then for number three, adjust and take obvious actions. You know, one of the things, it's one of those things, my dad, we talk a lot, but he told me things years ago that he's not a motivational speaker, but he had a lot of gems. And he always said, you know, look, man, just make that decision and then, you know, handle the consequences, you know, but just make one. So, you know, even when I bought my first house, my dad told me, he said, cause I called because I was looking for the earnest money deposit. And he said, you're going to get it back, right? I was like, yeah, but you know, it's going to be like 4 weeks. He said, well, if you're going to get it back, go ahead and pay it. I was like, well, I don't really want to. He was like, I know that, but you want the house. This is up to you. You know, if you want the house, pay the money, you're going to get it back. Everything will be fine. And then he told me, you're about to find out what's really important in life, you know? And that was 20 something years ago. I've never asked my parents for any other financial assistance. Like once he told me that, it's just, all right, I just got to figure it out, you know? And, you know, when you have to, you know, you will. And it's one of the things I keep in mind when I'm going through things. And one of the things I'm doing right now is actually refinancing the house. I had debt and things that I wanted to take care of. And I just kind of got to looking around, and I don't know what made me do it, but I went on Zillow and Redfin and pulled up our address. And I was like, hold on, this thing is working, you know, working out. If you know, these estimates are right, I can get myself together, you know, financially. So I'm going through that process now. I already talked to the bank, got all my paperwork in, and you know, if everything is everything, then I can save myself almost $1,200 a month on, you know, debt payments. So that's, you know, that's what I'm moving forward on with now. Just turned all that in today, talked to the bank and everything. So I'm just waiting to hear back from them, you know, to finalize the process.
LB, money moves. The whole Cardi B stuff, money moves. Look, y'all, when you were talking about self-defense, LB, it made me think about something I learned in training. You know, circle, don't backpedal. You in the ring, at some point, if he keep backing you up, you can hit that rope. And if you're not the great Muhammad Ali, you know what I'm saying, the rope-a-dope might not work for you. So you got to learn to circle, not backpedal. Circle, circle, circle. And then at some point, control the ring. So I love that, LB, that you're utilizing different financial strategies. You're learning how to adjust while adjusting. And then lastly, you know, you're taking gratitude journals. I love that because, guys, you have to do what works for you. If it ain't, look, all my coaching clients hear this too often. Is it working? Are you winning? Bro, if it's working and you winning, we ain't got nothing to change. You know what I'm saying? Just run the play. But if it's not working, we got some changes to make. If you're not winning, we got some changes to make. And be okay with whatever the change looks like. All right, anyone else? Anything to share? Any thoughts? Or any places you feel stuck and you need some accountability to keep you moving forward?
Well, B, I'll say this. I like these 4 points because, like, I say for, like, the last week or two, I look back at in a couple areas of life, too. Like, I look back in the work / career space. I look back in the relationship space because of the familiarity, right? And what I had to do is, like, I just had to sit down and was like, but I wasn't comfortable there. In both spaces, like something about my morals and value system, it just, especially where I'm at now, it ain't a good move. And this call was confirmation to like just stay on that path moving forward, like inch by inch, yard by yard, foot by foot, until I get where I want to be. And the three questions you asked, one of the things that like stuck out the most is, one of the top three things I'm afraid of, and the first thing that came to mind was success and failure. So I have to prepare myself to succeed. So that's my challenge moving forward, to prepare myself for the success.
Yeah, I love that, Devin. I love that. Anytime I hear people use the word familiarity, it makes me think of the quote, familiarity breeds contempt. And I like this version of it. It says, you might need a redesign because familiarity breeds a kind of complacency. You know what I'm saying? Y'all so used to each other that you not telling her she gained so much weight and she not telling you that you look pregnant too. You know what I'm saying? So now both of y'all not where you need to be. And we need to be humble enough. We need to be humble enough to be like, okay, back to my two questions. The reason I like those two questions is it really helps us get to the meat of things super quick. Am I winning? Is this working? Because if you're not winning, you got some adjusting to make. If it's not working, you get back to the drawing board. How do I make this the thing that I'm committed to moving forward and accomplishing work? And I think sometimes, and I love that you put the dichotomy of it. So many people are afraid of the yin and yang of life, both the success and the failure. And you would think, nah, people are not really afraid to win. Yes, they are. Because the adjustment that is necessary to be a consistent winner is quite uncomfortable. It's more people taking L's than people walking away with championships. What we miss at times is that you have to get to the heart of the matter of who's counting on you. Something that I remember 2019, one of my brothers said, hey, B, the VA is about to change the rules. And if you allow this to work for you, not only can you buy a house, they're going to pay for it for you. I did. Like, look, if it ain't going to – look, I'm a winner. I don't care if I'm going to win on the bench. I'm going to find a team, and I'm going to win. But I win. I got into a house. I have had more family members come visit me in the last 2 years than I had for 12 years in Seattle. Why? Because I had space for them. I created space for them before they even showed up. And I think many of us don't understand winning requires the same energy. It requires you to create the space for those who will follow you into where your vision says you're going. And that's why looking back is so detrimental, because look, we have lived good, but was it good enough for others? Me and Latasha have enjoyed some beautiful experiences, but one of my brothers says something all the time. He was like, look, it's one thing to have faith to buy a house, but do you have faith to pay off your house, my house, your other brother's house, your mama's house? Do you have that type of faith and vision? Because some people do. And if you don't, then it won't happen. So I love the challenge of being consistent and moving forward, because if you truly understand that going back is not an option, and whatever you left served you for a purpose in a season, and whatever you have to move into, that's the only thing that should capture your focus and vision for today.
Thanks for listening to the Bernard Bergen podcast. Leave a comment with two things you learned and one challenge to the information. Like and share this episode, and feel free to recommend topics we should cover on the podcast.